This is the Composer's Datebook for July 28th. I'm John Burge. Playing in a marching band isn't always as easy as it looks. Imagine the predicament in which Berlioz found himself on today's date in 1840, conducting 210 musicians under a broiling noonday sun as they slowly marched to the Place de Bastille. To commemorate the 10th anniversary of the French July Revolution of 1830, a memorial column had been erected on the spot where the Bastille once stood, and the remains of fallen revolutionary heroes were being transferred to a cenotaph at the foot of the column, accompanied by Berlioz's specially commissioned Funeral and Triumphal Symphony, composed for massed military bands. Berlioz himself, in full military uniform and conducting with a saber, led the solemn procession that hot July day. In a letter to his father, Berlioz wrote, "The old know-it-alls were claiming that I'd never managed to have my symphony performed on the march, and that my 210 musicians wouldn't stay together for even 20 bars. So I placed the trumpets and drums in front so that I could give them the beat while walking backwards. I planned it so that in the opening bars, these instruments play by themselves so they could be heard by the rest of the band. The symphony's march and finale were played 6 times on the march, with an ensemble and effect that were truly extraordinary." Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.